This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, an adjunct to the Talk Radio Countdown Show that we do every week. We being me, Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, and the intelligence of Victoria Keelan, which surpasses all the rest of us all together. Is that sexual harassment?
You said junk or something. Why did you say junk when you talked about this? I don't get
junk?
It.
What are you talking about?
You said add junk. You said we were like we're junk or something.
I said that?
I didn't. I don't know. He's hallucinating, Doug. I didn't hear anything like that.
I didn't hear anything.
It's the weekend, you know.
We said we're an adjunct. I was trying to be funny.
Joe, didn't we
adjunct.
Talk about you not drinking until after the show?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, okay. It's late here in L.A. You know, it's late in Los Angeles. It's got to be 5 a.m. I've been out all night.
Late and light. All right, well, calm down, and let's get to the issues at hand. The top 10 stories of the week, according to the work done by the researchers at Talkers Magazine and the people who are on the list. I'm going to start with the people this week because we normally just go through the list of the stories and we have our things, various things to say experientially and opinion-oriented. A few facts float around and then the comments are what people are interested in so we can find out whether the comments of Joe or Victoria or Richie or mine agree with yours or they don't. So, at number 10 on the people list, it's Roger Goodell and Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas. You'd be impressed, Richie. I at least know that Jerry Jones owns the Dallas football team.
Yeah, that's useless information. You can chuck that out of your brain. It's taking up good space.
And I know it is. Well, Roger Goodell, what I know about him takes up good space in my brain.
Exactly.
As he appears to be a useless piece of trash. From lots of different angles. You know how my son influences my thinking, Richie, from time to time when it comes to this sort of thing at all. And he says nothing good about Goodell.
Wow. What
so why?
What's the problem? Don't tell me that it's got harassment overtones. To
No. No, it has to do with whether Roger Goodell stays another 5 years at $50 million a year or not. And what he brings to the table. Rich, you probably have more sophisticated information than I. I sort of skirt the headlines when it comes to that, only because, again, Brendan says.
He gave the guy an impossible job of managing people who think that they are the gift to everyone in the world and that they're worth
football players or football owners?
Both. Yeah, and then you have to also manage the owners, which want to run the world. And if you don't cotton to them, they will show you the door.
So worth $50 mil?
Is that worth $50 mil? That's a big job. I wouldn't question what somebody makes running the NFL. That's a
it's a big job, but I might disagree with you on the it's an impossible job because when you look at other leagues who are handling their stuff really well,
baseball
like
is
the
run
NBA.
Very well.
I mean, and the NBA is,
NBA
you know,
used to not be run so well.
The NBA used to not be run so well.
Right, but Adam Silver's, I give him a lot of credit. I think he's done a really good job. And, I mean, Roger Goodell has made an absolute mess of the NFL on every level. I mean, it's just, I think he's a disaster.
They sure haven't handled the head, the injuries and all that stuff very well.
Well, there's that. There's all the domestic violence. I mean, even going back to Michael Vick and the dog fighting.
Well, the NFL
I think he's a disaster.
NBA was.
Right. Even the Kneelers, he couldn't get that squared away. And Jerry Jones actually had the right idea on the Kneelers, and I don't know why they didn't take him up on it immediately.
What was his idea?
To separate the protest from the anthem. You want to protest? It's all good. You guys go protest, and then we're going to do the anthem over here. And he wanted to separate it immediately, which I think might have worked, but that's not exactly how the NFL ended up playing it.
Well, the players wouldn't have gone for that anyway. So,
I mean, Jerry Jones has lost a lot of credibility with me anyway. I think he's an opportunist. I mean, he made such a big deal about kneeling with all of his players and then locking arms and all, and then, like, the next, like, 2 days later, then he was all anti the protest. I mean, he's... you know, yeah. He'd have more credibility if it was somebody else who was, you know, leading the charge here against extending Goodell. But still, I don't think that Goodell should be extended. And also, doesn't he want a private jet for life? Isn't that also written into his new contract?
Goodell
that he
does?
Wants? Yeah.
For the only other guy I know who has that is Rush Limbaugh. That was one of his negotiating, like, 20 years ago. He said, okay.
Well, maybe that's where he got the idea from.
I'm going to sign up, but you got to give me a plane for the rest of my life. And they said, okay. Mm.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, really.
Isn't that the deal you had with KBC, Doug? I think that is.
No, as a matter of fact, I never got that deal.
That was a private paper airplane for life?
No, I had a tricycle. That they let me ride around the parking lot.
Somebody see, Victoria, did you see the picture of Ivanka Trump flying in coach on Southwest the other day?
Was that recent or was that the original? That was
this week. A friend of mine was sitting two rows behind her.
Why did she fly? Why didn't they use the Trump plane? Why is she flying Southwest?
Exactly.
Well, she. Where was she going?
On a hunting expedition.
I don't remember where she was going. I just, you know, who would think Ivanka, at least in first class, if not on the private.
Well, I don't have Southwest
first class
doesn't
on
have
Southwest.
That.
You got to ride in the back.
Right, yeah.
Everybody's in the back.
Who made the crack on the hunting expedition, by the way?
Me.
Who was that?
That was me.
Who is that's the boss? Oh, geez.
I made the crack because I am livid about Trump rescinding the ban on elephant tusks and other things that come
Yeah, I get that. Can I say one thing?
I don't even care about that.
Well, how about this? It sounds bad on the surface. It sounds like Mr. Trump is saying, go over to wherever and shoot some the largest animals on Earth and, have a nice time and then bring back their body parts to the United States. I'm assuming that's your outrage, right?
Well, the outrage is how I have a number of them, and it flusters me because I don't know. Sometimes I have so many things going around in my brain. Remember the old expression: make sure your mouth is in gear before you put your brain, or your brain's in gear before you put your mouth in motion. And it so rails me to go into places and see pictures of deer heads hanging on the wall. If you need to kill a deer or any animal for food because you're going to die, that's one thing. But just to go out and shoot something, it just runs against my grain. And going to some place like Africa and shooting an elephant just to take the tusks and not do anything else with them.
Just for a trophy.
The ivory is a trophy. It's an atrocity, right?
I know what you're thinking. And I thought the same thing, too. And I thought, how could he actually do this? And I think he would tell you, although I could be wrong, wouldn't be the first time that what he's saying is, I want you to be able to do that because there's going to be the three or four rich guys who go over and they pay for the privilege. They're going to make like all this dough, which is going to be used to help preserve the rest of them. So you shoot one, you pay 20 grand to do it, and then the 20 grand protects 50 of them. That's what I think he would tell you, although I could be wrong.
I would like to hear that story
for the good of the herd.
I want to know. I want to hear that story.
The greater good.
Yeah. Now, Richie, you have your tongue firmly implanted in your cheek. Yeah, go ahead.
I always love using the term the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, big guy. That's what
it's for the kids. It's for the children.
It's for the children. Right. That's right.
And they need to have some tusks, too. You know what I'm saying?
All right, here's something that's not for the children. This is for those of you who are running your own businesses. The benefits of using ZipRecruiter.com are legion. Richie runs a business there. And Joe, well, I don't know if Joe's got his own business.
Oh, heck yeah.
You probably should. Maybe you could find somebody to replace you. That's an idea. Thought about it that way. Richie, see what you can do about that.
All right.
ZipRecruiter.com allows you to post your job to over 100 of the leading job boards. One click, Pasilli.
Vasily
or Pasilli? Is it a P or a B?
One click only. Vasily.
Vasily, that's what Vasily. It is. Okay. All right. So one click. And you got the whole job done. So you create the ad that you want, and then you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV so you can use ZipRecruiter free. And you place the ad, and it immediately goes all over the place. In 24 hours, you're going to have a qualified candidate that has come to you. You don't have to go looking for them. They're going to find you using the ZipRecruiter software. It's fabulous and so unique and works so well. It is so different. It's unlike any other hiring site. So if you're in need of really good help to make your business better, or to replace somebody who's been good and you don't know really how am I going to find somebody. That person's been with me for 20 years and she left and I don't have any idea what I'm going to find. Well, you'll find something good. No wonder 80% of employers who get on the ZipRecruiter board get quality candidates through the site in one day. It's the penetration getting to everybody everywhere. This is the smartest way to hire. It is called ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV gets you in free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
18 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown. Go to TalkRadioCountdownShow.com for the weekly podcast, the highlights of the hot hits. TalkRadioCountdownShow.com. Click on the listen button or the streaming button, and you will get the sage information as provided by those who characteristically are here each week. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, spends an hour with me, and I also have colleagues from various sort of grab bag connections. Victoria Keelan is part of my DJB show, and Rich McFadden, part of the Doug Steffen entrepreneurial world of radio, as it were. And Joe Crummy has a podcast called Evil Thoughts. Joe has had a rather storied political talk show career. And I remember you were in, I don't remember the first time I heard you. It may have been when you sat in for Limbaugh. I'm not sure about that, but
asked me to do that a couple of times, and I was smart enough to say no thanks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wouldn't have done well on that. You know, I admire Rush, and because they were saying you were sound like
I
Rush.
Well, where did I hear you? You sat in for some national guy. I thought it was Limbaugh.
Drudge. I sat in for a lot of people. Glenn Beck, Matt Drudge.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I loved doing the Glenn Beck show. It was fun.
Really? Did you cry?
Well, that was before, you know, that's back when he was before he turned into, you know, he went super right wing at one point. This is before he did that. This was would have been maybe, 2010, maybe? Or prior to that, prior to 2006, maybe.
He just signed a new deal with the premier.
Yeah, he's set.
Took a pay cut, but they're all taking pay cuts. We're all taking pay cuts. All right, Joe, your pay has just been cut in half. Stand by.
Doesn't change much.
No, listen. It's a factor. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's 23 after the hour. You're listening to an overview of thoughts from various talk radio folks. Every week we're going to give you the opportunity to hear their thoughts. And you can react at Doug Steffen. Send me notes if you want. Doug at DougSteffen.com. That's a fine way to get through. Or at on-air Victoria. You can send those to her. She keeps the notes. She keeps us focused, in a manner of speaking. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you. Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. We're going through the people list for a change this week. Talkers Magazine publishes at talkers.com the list of the top 10 stories every week, and also the people who have gained the attention as a part of the play into the story. So we've gone through a couple of names that are connected to sports events. Vladimir Putin is at number 9 on the list. Kim Jong-un, I don't know what you say. Kim Jong-un, what did he say this week? That the North Korean people have somehow or other declared that Trump should be executed.
It's like a Korean fatwa.
Yeah, right.
Is that right? I didn't even hear that.
Yes.
Wow. No, Rocket Man getting busy. I like
Rocket Man's at it, yeah. That's a penalty for Trump because of the words he uses to talk about the North Korea.
Get flying, Rocket Man. Get in line.
Into it. So Putin did a nice job of serenading Trump at the sessions, and he's been all over. This guy understands PR. He's very, as much as he doesn't want to look like a Westerner, he kind of is in a way. Anybody have that observation? Am I the only one who thinks that the way he dresses, even? I think he's a Western wannabe. What do you think?
What do you want him to dress like?
Yeah, he's a Western wannabe. Say again?
What do you want him to dress like? You want him to wear a robe or something? Or you want him to look like a czar?
Well, he is a Western wannabe. He rides horseback with no shirt on.
And he's totally jacked like Chris Cuomo. That's right.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah. All right. Jeff Sessions at number 7. All these politicians, what do you say about these rat butt bums? Paul Ryan is at 6. Mitch McConnell is at 5. I got to hand it to McConnell to a point, though, even though he's an old fossil. The way he's approached the sexual stuff. Thank God, are we going to ever be able to overcome? That's absorbed all of the oxygen in the room in the country now for, what, a month since Harvey Weinstein?
The thing I love is that every person in power, be it political or Hollywood, must be just sitting in their office going, oh, my God, when is it going to come out? It's going to come out.
When's the phone going to ring? Right.
Yeah. 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 Well, who's going to call me and let me know that I'm on TMZ today?
Ricky, you in trouble with anybody?
I'm clean, man.
Rich.
Right. Joe, you okay?
Big shot that you are. Big shot.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, are you clean?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
It's been there. So long. I mean, I don't know if I was perfect.
Well, you
know,
see, that's it. You don't really know, but it catches. There's a part of this, and Victoria and I were talking about this earlier, the pendulum swinging. There's been so much abuse, and it's been so covered up. It's been so hidden by powers in whatever business we're talking about, whether it's Hollywood, whether it's banking, whether it's politics. These things have been going on, and people are getting away with this stuff for years. So now you have the legitimate acts that are gross to judge and take care of versus those that may or may not be, just because somebody wants to, you know, jump into the fray, and, you know, maybe...
How about our friend Leanne Tweeden on...
Well, yeah.
She's like, okay, here's a picture.
Yeah. I think we need to talk about that a little bit more. Well, you and I both, because she's been on this program a number of times, and I took a trip with her and Tony Orlando and Stephen Baldwin and a few other celebrities to Iraq. The subject of the Al Franken thing was an Iraqi trip, so we'll take that into consideration and talk about it, because Al Franken is actually number four on the people list this week due to this.
Okay.
That's coming up in the next half hour of our overview of the hot hits in talk radio. It's 28 past the hour.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Page two of our encounter this week, reviewing the hot hits of talk radio. Talk radio personality Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. We're at number four on the people list. Decided to do people. Excuse me, I haven't had a good week with my voice, but I think it feels better now. Victoria, doesn't it sound better than it did a couple of days ago?
I think it's, yeah, a little bit now, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you say so.
Yeah.
You sound great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Al Franken is number four. I decided this week we'd take a look here. We have two lists that are produced by talkers every week. One of them is the story, the top ten stories that seem to gather and gain momentum during the week conversationally on stations that are monitored. They monitor the stations and the programs and the hosts and that sort of thing. So instead of doing the usual story list, I decided to go down the people list. Al Franken is number four, under investigation, under fire, sexual assault accusations from Ms. Tweeden. This is a lady who I have I connected with Leanne on a trip that we took together to the troop encampments in Baghdad. I was with a group of celebrities. I don't consider myself a celebrity. People say, you're a celebrity. I'm not a celebrity. I happen to talk for a living on the radio, but I don't consider myself a celebrity. And I'm not sure I consider Leanne a celebrity either. Tony Orlando from Dawn was on the trip, and Stephen Baldwin. I would say that Tony Orlando is definitely a celebrity. Baldwin, maybe he's from a famous family, and he's a character. I give you that much, man. I thought that Joe Crummy was conservative. Steve Baldwin.
He's
wow. Like off the. If there is
off
a chart, there is a chart that he's off of it.
Yeah,
wow. He is like the
he's like this
rightest
guy. Trump is a left winger.
Yeah.
Yeah. <he's> Stephen Baldwin's so far right, he voted for Hillary because he went all the way around and came back.
It came around the other side.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway,
I think Frank had got away with murder yesterday. I think he pulled a fast one.
How's that?
Well, I mean,
he's smart.
Leanne Tweeden, who I don't know much about, but ended up liking her. I thought she was too gracious with regard to his dodgy apology. I mean, she was really sweet about it. You know, like, it's all cool. He can call me. It's great. And I'm so glad he came clean. I don't think he really came clean.
I think I have the opposite reaction to her. Oh, yeah, I don't want him to step down. It's fine. And I totally accept his apology. It's like, if you're really that outraged, then why are you acting like, oh, yeah, it's no biggie? I think she just, you know, to me, she sounds like she's, you know, she wants a hashtag Me Too moment.
How did this start? Was she talking to somebody on the air? Who grabbed this story? Where did it
start? She said, if I understand it correctly, she said that she came forward yesterday because she had heard what Jackie Speier had said with regard to what had happened.
How did she jump forward? She's on the air in the morning with McIntyre and KBC doing the news. So what is, did they have a conversation about it and that's where
it
came
out? Yeah,
they
were talking about it yesterday on the air and then the whole thing blew up.
I think she decided, she posted in a tweet, it's time for me to tell my story. So I think she's had this for, you know, since 2006. And then she decided, okay, everybody's talking about these things. This is something that's really bothered me for years. It's a good time for me to go ahead and let everybody know what happened.
Right, and she mentioned Jackie Speier from Northern California, who had said that somebody had stuck his tongue in her mouth at the United States Capitol back in whenever it was. And what Leanne said, wow, that's exactly what Al Franken did to me. I'm coming forward.
Yeah.
Leanne is not a hard ass. Leanne is not the kind of person who's going to drive it into the ground. She's not looking.
She doesn't need glory.
But Franken denies it. This is what I'm saying. Franken, there's two parts to this story. One is the tongue in the mouth aggressively. Franken said he denied that. He goes, I didn't do that. And that was the linchpin for her whole thing yesterday, which put the picture into context. These are her words. He denied the first part. He said, I don't remember kissing you like that, honey. You know, and then he says that the picture was just a joke. And he said, I'm sorry that you think that I don't respect women. I was just kidding, but I understand it's not funny now.
Yeah, but then he came out and bared his soul.
He pulled a fast one. He got away with something.
He knew he was going to get grilled, so he came out and bared his soul and basically apologized, which is the right thing to do.
Yeah, he apologized, but he didn't admit he did it on the kiss, and that's the big thing. He apologized. Said, well, I'm sorry if you got the impression I was over the line there, but I didn't kiss you like that.
Leanne
I was
not
trying to be
drive
a wise
this.
Guy with the photo.
Leanne is not going to drive this to the point where he's gone. I won't rest until you quit your job.
Yeah, no, she doesn't care. I don't think, you know, she hires.
So is this the same
category? Well, I mean, she had a press conference about it, though, so, like, I don't know. I mean, this is still someone, to me, who, you know, this is, I don't know.
Victoria,
we've been talking about these moments.
You would last with her about 3 seconds. You would not, you and she wouldn't be on the same planet.
You'd be fighting.
Hold on a second.
Because, but, okay, what does that mean? That sounds, what does that mean?
It means politically you are completely
wrong. I get along with a lot of people that I don't agree with politically, though.
I understand you do, but there's an attitude she has. she has a bit of an attitude. She's not a bad person at all. I enjoyed the time we spent together. There's a picture that we posted at DJV. If you go to the DJV website, Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV. There's a picture of me and Tony and Leanne and Stephen on that trip to Baghdad. And I found her company. We ate most meals together. We enjoyed each other's company. We had a lot of fun. All of us did. We learned a lot. We were horrified by some of the things we learned about Saddam Hussein. Remember, this was right after he was hung that we were there.
Wow.
And the sons were killed. I mean, we all shared. We didn't sleep in the same bedrooms, but we all shared different bedrooms. I was in Uday's bedroom when I was there in the palace. She slept in, what's the other brother's name? I can't remember his name.
Someday.
Uday?
Someday. Anyway, but
did you feel safe when you were there?
But just to get back for a second, like to the topic though. I mean, I don't know who she is. I've never even heard of her before this, and most people have never heard of her before this.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So that's what I'm saying is
opportunity here.
Yes,
you're right.
I think that the picture was that wrong? If she was actually asleep, and there are some people who don't even know if she was asleep, if she was in on the prank or whatever. whatever. If she was asleep and he took that picture, that's absolutely wrong, and he should apologize for that. But beyond that, it just feels like if you're going to come out and make a statement and say, this is my Me Too moment, and have a press conference that lasts all day and make a big deal about it, and then to just back off immediately, oh, well, I don't want him to resign, and I don't think, you know, and I accept his apology. Of course, why wouldn't I? I mean, it just seems like I'm just here for the camera time, but I'm not really trying to push the issue.
You wanted to make him burn in hell?
No, I'm saying
forgiveness.
No. I'm saying if you're going to make this big of a deal about it with a press conference and everything, and you're not just sticking to your radio show or your own Twitter account, if you're going to go out and make a big deal about it, then what's the point of going out there going, oh, but, you know, I don't really want anything to happen to him, because that sounds very disingenuous. There are women who are really fighting, who have been raped by some of these men, who are going to stay till the very end. And their end game is this guy's either going to lose his prominent position, like a Harvey Weinstein,
sure,
or a Roy Moore. I mean, this to me,
and I'm sure
is this kind
was,
of like
if she were
lukewarm,
raped or anything more serious than what had happened, I'm sure she would have.
I don't know. This reeks to me, and I have sided with every one of the female victims. I don't believe in victim shaming, but this one case to me, I smell a rat. I don't know. I don't think that there's anything to this.
I think you're perceptive. I don't.
Thank you.
I think she is an opportunist in this circumstance. Mm-hmm. I can believe her. She's not a bad person at all, but she's been... Richie, but you didn't see or fear from her when she would come on with us, because we'd call her every Friday, wake her up, and we'd yak with her on the air about stuff. She was doing that, at that time, the poker game on NBC, wasn't
right,
she?
Right, yeah. She was hosting the late-night poker thing.
Right, yeah. Here's a young woman who has been very eager to be a star. She's been on the fringes of success for most of her career, and this is an opportunity that presents itself. And I'm not in her head. None of us are, and I loathe trying to say this is what somebody thinks or this is how this really went down, when you really don't know what the hell is in somebody's mind.
You know,
no matter what. But I think she's capable of doing something like this because she wants to be known.
I'm going to come to her defense, okay?
Because I'm not saying anything bad about her, Richie. I'm not.
Well, no, I'll just give the other perspective so that
everybody
has the other perspective. So you went to Iraq with her, and she has done dozens of USO trips to help support the troops. She was part of the broadcast team for a couple of years for our National Memorial Day parade that our sister organization, the American Veterans Center, does. So she would do these street interviews of high-ranking officials and just kind of ask them what the military means to them, blah, 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 and part of the rocket. She is very involved in supporting the troops and her. She's married to a vet.
She married to a guy that she met on one of these tours.
And her
pilot.
Her dad is a vet.
He was a Vietnam vet. Yeah. So that's kind of her thing. Yeah, I mean, she's L.A. celebrity because she does radio there and has done some TV and whatnot. But kind of her thing is kind of this veteran support group thing, and then the L.A. radio scene. I think if she wanted to be a big movie star, she would have tried to do that. But she's got kids now and the whole thing. I just don't think
she, I didn't know she had kids.
She's got two now, I think.
Mm, good.
How does any of that? I mean, there are a lot of bad people who've done a lot of good charity work. I mean, I'm not saying she's a bad person, but I'm just saying, how does that? To me, this is apples and oranges. You can be an opportunist and also still happen to do some charity work.
Right. No, I don't think she's out for the publicity here, because
she's not a bad person, but I think she wouldn't stay away from or shy away from the publicity.
Well,
just because she's a mother doesn't mean that she doesn't want to further her career. I mean, she's a national name. I mean, you know, and people now know her name just like a lot of other actresses who came out.
She's not the issue. Al Franken is.
Right. I agree with that 100%.
So why are we arguing about Leanne when
in
Al Franken
picture,
is her motivation?
Yes. The picture
can she
of
take
the,
down
yes.
a guy? Al Franken wouldn't be my favorite senator if you had a list of 100 and you were trying to pick the top 10.
Al Franken wouldn't be my favorite senator if you had a list of 1.
But is he being jobbed here a little? I think he might be being jobbed a little bit. Yeah.
I think so, too.
Jobbed a little. All right. Anyway, let's momentarily move ourselves aside. I actually have to, Richie, I've got the perfect present for you, and I've decided I'm going to give you, and I'm also going to give Joe a pillow for Christmas.
Ooh. Yes,
you can have a pillow.
My pillow?
Yes.
My pillow?
Yeah, your pillow. My pillow. You're not going to get my pillow.
I don't want his pillow.
My pillow. My pillow has the best offer ever. Joe, you're a piece of work.
I know.
Buy one pillow and get one free. If you're having a tough time, you can't sleep well at night, you toss your turn, you can't get the pillow to fit. It's really annoying. And so here's the fix to it. Here's My Pillow, which is something that this guy, Mike Lindell, created himself. He was kind of an inventor before, and he couldn't get a good night's rest. He didn't like any pillow, the feather pillows and the down and all the various stuffings that are in pillows. He didn't like any of them. So he created his own, and it's now patented. And you can wash it, you can dry it, and in time for the holidays, here's what you do. You go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and you get one pillow at the regular price and another one the same thing free. You will love it. You'll love it even more because it's free, but you'll love the fact that you can, you know, most people have four pillows on their bed, and you've got children in their family, need new pillows, so you buy a bunch of these. And that's really how you take care of friends who want to get a good night's sleep as well. Get a couple of pillows here and there. Like, I'll get one, Richie, you'll get one. We can get one for, or maybe we'll cut one in half and give it to Joe. See what he does with it.
Have him split one.
Half of a half, right, exactly.
Split a pillow, that's nice,
right.
Thanks.
MyPillow.com, one at the regular price, one free now.
Fine.
While the supply lasts, MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com. Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the Medicare Hospice Benefit, which has brought high-quality, patient-centered care to millions of Americans. The National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization is working to help people understand that hospice increases quality of life when a cure is not possible, and that it allows patients to spend their final months at home with support for family caregivers. Hospice care is widely covered by both Medicare and most private insurance plans. Ido Benick, NHPCO President and CEO.
One of the biggest misconceptions about hospice is that it's only brink-of-death care, which is simply not true. There's no reason to fear hospice. It's meant to provide comfort during the final months of life, not just the final hours, and allows patients to make their end-of-life journey at home, surrounded by their loved ones, where they want to be.
To learn more about hospice, see videos of hospice in action, or find a provider in your community, visit momentsoflife.org.
Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the top stories from this past week, top 10 NBA action and sports in general. A lot of people, because sports are so important, there's an ancillary conversation about Jerry Jones this week, in fact, and Roger Goodell and all that stuff. So that's, as we get started, number 10, number 9. The shooting in Northern California is number 8. What's going on in the Middle East between the Saudis and the Iranians? Tension there, number 7. Number 6, the president's trip to Asia and what was accomplished there. Uranium, the Hillary Clinton uranium deal, number 5. Obamacare and still a conversation about health care in Congress, number 4. Also congressionally focused, the GOP tax plan, number 3. Number 2, all of the sexual, two and one are basically the same thing. Roy Moore, Al Franken, like it or not, that's what the research indicates this week from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. All right, the other names on the people list, Hillary and Bill, Roy Moore and Sean Hannity, and Donald Trump, FYI. 10 before the hour here on our overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour. Time for us to account to ourselves and to each other, mostly to you, as to what the big technology stories are of the week as we review the top five, courtesy of Victoria and her research. Victoria Keelan here, starting with number five, a Google plan to fix your ears. Everybody, listen up.
Well, not exactly that. Yeah. However, it is Google's new Pixel earbuds. And, of course, just in time for the holiday shopping season to get going, Google's new wireless headphones go by the name of Pixel. And it's Google's first foray into the headphone market, which is sort of surprising that they haven't done anything until now. But these earbuds are wireless. They have a little touchpad with audio controls that are on the right earbud. So you just tap different taps for the controls, which makes it really easy. They have a portable charging case, and it delivers 24 hours of battery life. But the coolest feature of the Pixel Buds is that it comes with built-in software that is fully loaded with the capability to completely integrate with Google Assistant, and most excitingly, an integration with Google Translate that can actually translate 40-plus languages right into your ears on the fly. Mm. This is something that this type of software has been developed, of course, for, you know, other software programs and learning and different, you know, language learning software like Rosetta Stone, things like that. But to have this be translating on the fly, like you have an interpreter in your ear, is really an incredible piece of technology. And the price point is only $159, which is really not a lot when you compare it to the other wireless headphones and earbuds that are on the market right now. So they are going to hit stores by the end of this month, so you can pre-order them through Google right now. But these are definitely going to be a hot item for the holiday shopping season.
There you go. Here's something that's a hot item if you're a Potterhead. Number four this week on our countdown of the top five technology stories, Victoria.
Yes, we should say Potterhead, not Pothead.
I should say Potterhead.
No, you said
right?
Potterhead, but okay. You said Potterhead. You said it correctly. I'm just, making the distinction, but there is a big difference.
Yes, there is.
After the success
Although there
of Pokemon,
could be Potheads, there would be Potterheads.
I'm sure there are both. There's a crossover.
Yes.
After Pokemon Go dominated the summer of 2016, we all remember this. Everybody was accused of trespassing, and people were wandering the streets looking for these virtual characters. The company that made Pokemon Go, Niantic Labs, their new follow-up is in 2018. It's coming, and it's just for Harry Potter fans, called Wizards Unite. And it's a game that is, they've done a collaboration with Warner Brothers. It's just like Pokemon Go, except Wizards Unite will encourage players to get outside, explore the world around them. They get to do all kinds of things like casting spells and going on hunts for relics, and it's all based on the characters from the Harry Potter books. This is going to absolutely be huge, and I predict this will be twice as big as Pokemon Go.
All right, there's the prediction. Let's see if we can hold her to it. Number three, the Girl Scouts are in technology news. Let's take the pledge here.
I know. If you bought Samoas, Thin Mints, or Tagalongs from a Girl Scout during the past few years, you may have noticed they've gotten a digital upgrade with their digital cookie platform, which started in 2014. Now the Girl Scouts are really making a significant move towards improving girls' access to STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, mathematics. They invested $70 million towards getting 2.5 million girls involved in STEM by 2025. They have 23 new STEM and outdoor badges that were introduced this year. Of course, girls need to go through all of the training and complete the certification to earn each of these badges. But one of the coolest parts about this is that STEM technology is going to be available regardless of where girls live in the country. They will all have the same opportunities, the same level of technology, the same level of equipment, and the same level of internet access, which is really, in the past, that's been one of the largest challenges across this country. So that's great for the Girl Scouts and great for girls in STEM, which is a huge thing right now.
Great thing. Number two is a focus on Amazon and the prices you're paying at Whole Foods.
Yep, Amazon's giving everybody an early holiday treat. They are slashing their prices once again at Whole Foods and on things like sweet potatoes, canned pumpkin, turkey, all the holiday staples. And they've added to the list boneless chicken breasts and shrimp and russet potatoes, milk from Organic Valley, which is technically very expensive, but they're slashing prices. And even big brands like Chobani and Faye yogurt, they're lowering the prices on that as well. So this is just once again, Amazon continues to make Whole Foods even more appealing to people. They've actually seen more foot traffic in Whole Foods stores, which is exactly what they wanted.
All right, number one is a focus on Twitter quickly.
Yep, Twitter says that it's taking down their verifying accounts system for now, so you will not see any more blue check marks until they really figure out how to properly verify people. So it's a work in progress for Twitter.
She's the president in residence when it comes to technology info. Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.